This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the entire college football world is reacting to this. Now, Georgia had their spring game this weekend, and Kirby would tell you he's focused on his guys, and rightfully so, and I think Brent Key would tell you the same thing. But to ignore this is ignoring what's going to happen in the future with college football, and It may be your team. It just so happened, Mike, that it's Tennessee right up the road, and whether you agree with the decision for Tennessee to move on from him and Josh Heupel, their head coach, who I'm going to let you hear here in a second, this kind of shook the college football world because it's the first time we've had a situation where a guy went, I want some more money, and then basically said, I'm not showing up. And the team and certainly the university had no recourse, Mike. It's like, well, what are you going to do?
I just thought that Josh Heupel, number one, did the right thing because it sounded like, in reading the Knoxville papers, you lost the locker room. You can't have this guy back in the room. He's not a leader. Your guys are looking around now. I know it's a little bit different. We are getting now into semi-pro as far as college, but I do think guys may say, hey, man, get your bag, get your money, but other guys are going to go, like, I'm not going to war with that guy. I think it's a mix because, you know, it's one thing in the pros, you're a professional now, but in the college game, you buy into, like, the coach's slogans, right, Carl? It's everybody pulling in the same direction, chopping that wood, all that other crap. So you want to have, you know, a guy on point who's your leader you believe in. I love the fact that Tennessee said, hey, man, hit the bricks.
So Iamaleva had 13 games where he threw for 2,600 yards, 19 touchdowns. Mike and I debated this Friday when this whole story kind of broke, which was he good enough? Is he good enough? The problem is, guys, it's not whether you're good enough. It's what the market bears. And when you're seeing other teams around college football give Carson Beck, Miami, $4 million, allegedly, then your quarterback going, well, why can't I go get $4 million when I'm only making 2.4? The problem is Tennessee was taking care of this kid, Mike, in high school, and you go back to recruiting him and agreeing to, without a CBA, guys, without a collective bargaining agreement, hey, you're going to come, right? Yeah, I'm going to come. How much you need? $8 million. $8 million. All right, evaluations, $2 million a year. You're coming, right? I'm coming. That's it.
Yeah, man, 9 of his touchdowns happened against Vandy, UTEP, and Kent. And that's something a lot of Tennessee fans were talking about, you know, on Friday. And then just, you know, as you said, the idea that, you know, it really, like, the day of practice that you're gonna throw this stuff out there. So it's funny, Dan Lanning. I love the behind the scenes stuff, which is now coming out in the Athletic article that basically says, hey, Josh, we've heard through the grapevine that they're shopping your boy. Your starting quarterback's family or camp, you know, Iamaleva is talking to people. And now, and if you do believe, like, that, I'm going to make this, it's all on him. He becomes the bad kid. He's the kid who pays for the sins of this generation because NCAA screwed this thing up. But it is kind of funny. Article from SI says the only two teams that are serious right now about him are UCLA and Tulane.
So rules, believe it or not, there are a few. He can't transfer in the spring transfer portal into the SEC. So that is why you're not going to see him land in the SEC. Now, he can go anywhere else.
Right.
But
Big Ten, obviously.
Correct.
That's where UCLA is in now.
And people have, you know, hinted at Ohio State and all of this. Listen, kid 6'6", he's talented. But Mike's right. I can't look at this and say that he is the devil in all of this when the system is allowing him to do this. Mm. And so the system itself, guys, is broke. I've been saying it for a long time. And now you're seeing the consequences of this kind of stuff play out when everybody said, oh, kids need to be paid. They got to get paid. We all think they need to be paid. There are no guardrails and there are no rules and regulations and there's no CBA. This is not the NFL. It's not. There's recourse when a guy sits out. There's something a team can do when a guy says, hey, I'm not going to be there. There's recourse when a guy leaves and a team gets additional draft picks. They don't have that in college football. So when a guy does this, Mike, you're going to see this happen again. Trust me. Right. And it may be your team. And you're going to be like, I can't believe this kid is doing this. The system is allowing them to do it.
Well, I mean, when we do get this ruling from this judge, when is this ruling coming, by the
way? Take it forever.
And maybe we eliminate anything pre-on-campus compensation. You don't get a package deal when you're in high school. That might be a nice starting point, right?
Yes.
I don't know. But in this case, I just felt that, you know, Kirby kind of put it out there, and I said that is Kirby the new Nick Saban in the sense that he puts it out a few weeks ago. We need people who love the game. Yes, understand these kids are going to make some money, but you got to have a love for the game. And I'm not saying that all the SEC coaches or anybody else is going to collude, because at the end of the day, if your job's on the line, you'll pay the kid the money if the NIL money can be got. But it is kind of refreshing in the sense that, and again, I'm not blaming Nico. Make sure you get it right. But somebody in that camp, and his dad tried to play Babe in the Woods. I don't know anything about asking for money.
Who else is he listening to, Mike? Right,
come on, where's this coming from? You know, and so you look bad at the end of the day. It doesn't help you. And now if you bounce around two or three other teams, now you're the problem child. Now you're the red flag.
Yeah.
And by the way, statistically, and this is what I was talking to you on Friday about, he's got the eighth most touchdowns and the eighth most passing yards. He wasn't even like top five in the SEC last year.
I agree.
So he doesn't even deserve the money he's trying to get based on merit.
Well, that's the thing, though. He could also say, I led us to the playoff. We got 10 wins. Hey, I did what I needed to do. And I get it, Mike. Like the argument of what is the value. And see, this is the problem. This is the other problem I have. Rusty, and it's not Rusty Manziel's fault, but we've had this conversation. When a kid is coming out of high school and you put a number on him, right, and he believes that that's the number, right, even though he hadn't played it down and hadn't done a lick for anything, you start to say, well, this kid is worth X amount of dollars. Well, then, Mike, that's the starting negotiating amount. Mm. That's not on the kid. That's the process of us saying he's a five-star, and guess what? Yeah. He's going to be worth this amount of money in NIL. So the kid goes, great, I'm worth $10 million. That's what I better be getting.
Yep, but I do think, you know, there's going to be at some point, you know, just like anything else, there's got to be a degree of performance that comes with the money. But that's not the way it works. It is basically now you're more like an NBA player than an NFL player. The money is guaranteed. You know, the NFL, you get a signing bonus, and that's it. They can pull out the contract and say you're out. Not the way it works at Carlos Point in college. There were parts of this season where they kind of the offense functioned despite him.
I agree.
Where they went much more run heavy.
I agree.
And I thought, you know, because remember we talked a couple of times about, you know, what happened to Nico Iamaleava, because this guy's going to be all world, especially after last year, you know, where, you know, you think, okay, this guy's going to be really going to take that next step. Yes, they did go to play Ohio State. Like everybody else in that game, he didn't do anything for the Volunteers in Columbus. But, yeah, now they move on. And a lot of folks, you said it, though, that folks around the country will be going like this with their hands together. Yeah, yeah, kid. And you're greed. So, yeah, it's a shame for the young man, but I think he got some bad information.
All right, what does his coach, Josh Heupel, think about Iamaleava leaving and the decision that was made? Here's what he said.
The situation and where we're at with Nico, I want to thank him for everything that he's done since he's gotten here. You know, that's as a recruit to who he was as a player and how he competed inside of the building. And so a great appreciation for that side of it. Obviously, we're moving forward as a program without him. You know, I said it to the guys today. There's no one that's bigger than the Power T, and that includes me.
Yeah, man. And they weren't about to go up old Rocky Top looking for $3 more million for this guy.
Yeah, but I love this. And here's the reason why. You can't allow people to hold you hostage.
Nope.
And if you allow Nico to do this, and I said this over the weekend, Mike, on the national show, then your star wide receiver goes, I'm not getting enough. Then your star running back goes, I'm definitely not getting enough. And then your star left tackle goes, well, I need a little bump. It just trickles down. And everybody, again, wants to say this is the NFL. It's not. There is no agreement between these kids and these universities outside of what they promised them in NIL. There's nothing written. There's no contract, Mike, that says Nico needs to stay there for 3 years. And in that 3 years, here's the terms of the deal. And until we get that, you're going to see stuff like this happen, because these kids know whether he goes to a lesser program, the point is he's still going to get to play. He's right. Still going to get to prove whether he's good enough to maybe go to the NFL. But the fact is, Mike, it used to be, you know, you do something like this and you were ostracized from college football. You weren't going to go anywhere. Now he's going to go somewhere else. Somebody's going to pay this kid.
Well, that's just it.
Glad to be a part of this great conference. finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
Now, for those who don't remember, that's the UCLA football coach. And what was his name again, Carl? Sean Foster at the Big Ten Media Days when he basically vapor locked for about 20 seconds. And for that might be the dude leading Nico Iamaleva to battle. Or he'll be playing for the Green Wave of Tulane. I guess Stakes going to have to kick in for more of his contributions as an alum.
He's got it.
But I mean, but this goes back to, you know, where we should be in college football. Now, I don't know what this judge and how this ruling comes out, because basically you're going to have a salary cap, it sounds like, around the number keeps being thrown out as $20.5 million, and that's what each team is going to operate under. But that doesn't preclude you from having, as Carl said, a guy put a gun to your head, and there will be some other coach who's about to get fired who knows he can be the guy, the special sauce. For instance, what if Anthony Richardson, Florida, could have come up with more money to keep him at Florida, and then Billy Napier doesn't maybe have such a hot seat, which he was able to ride out? But this is where you're living and dying on the whims. It's one thing on recruiting for the whims of kids, but now you got Uncle So-and-so or the dad. And it sounds like everything I've read, it's about the dad, even though the dad doesn't want to cop to it.
It's a bad deal.
I'm sure
man.
You guys don't know too much about UCLA, about our football program. But
well, We still don't. That was classic. 404-726-0929.
And as Matt hits us up on Twitter, he goes, guys, if UCLA and Tulane are the only schools interested, he's not making $4 million.
No, he's not. I don't disagree. And this is why this is the miscalculation. This is playing your cards wrong. Can I transfer in the conference?
No. No.
Okay, what other big-time programs need quarterbacks, and what are their situations before you start grabbing yourself and thinking you're the man? He didn't do that. And this is the power that Josh Heupel had. Josh was like, okay, let's see who's willing to pay you out there what you're trying to get, knowing the landscape of college football right now and the programs that are already paying their quarterbacks and where they are. He should have known all of that before he went in there and pounded his chest and said, I'm not showing up for meetings and I'm not doing this, that, and the other.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah, he totally overplayed his hand. But I do think, and I know that coaches wouldn't say this, but and I just said there might be some coaches so desperate he'll do anything and he'll pass the hat. But I would think there'd be a lot of coaches that would definitely collude to block out a guy like Nico Iamaleva for everything that he represents and how wrong the system is. From Kirby basically saying it, the kind of things that Saban would put out there, and the fact that, you know, Dan Lanning goes, hey, by the way, your boy is shopping his services. So I do think there is a code among some of these coaches.
I agree.
That they would love to see this thing go away. They're not going to say it publicly because it discourages the star quarterback from perhaps coming and getting that NIL bank load.
It's valid. It really is.